Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I think he's got a great career. I think he does great work for us.
He's doing great.
I mean, I actually think the honest and obvious response is to the question of which part of the team can you count on being better down the stretch? It has to be the offense. And that just has to be, like, I actually do buy into the injury issues, even now with Lane Thomas and Stephen Kwan banged up.
Yeah.
I think Nolan Jones is still working back from whatever he was suffering through last year, which hampered his season. I kind of buy that this team can get healthier, and whether it's reinforcements or just guys who are currently here playing better, I think you will be better than the worst offense in baseball in some key metrics.
Yeah, I think it's got to be the reinforcement side of things. What's interesting to me about it is that we could go either direction, and I can't tell you you're wrong. Like, if you told me the Guardians have only 11 quality starts in the entire season, which is next to last in baseball in that category, they are in the bottom 10 in ERA and all sorts of other pitching categories. But yeah, starting pitching will get better when Bieber all of a sudden enters the equation, and when you solidify the 1-5 just a little bit more, it's gonna have to. And I would expect Gavin Williams to get better. I would expect Tanner Bibee would get better. They've shown signs of it as of late, and so you could easily make that case the same way you could say the offense just has to be better than what it was.
It's funny. I think all three phases are going to be better. I think that's been like when people talk about, or when we react to, you know, you'd lost the Sunday game and then the first two games of the Tiger series or the Dodger series, and people just had this massive reaction. And I'm not trying to small sample size or, you know, recency, I'm not trying to do any of that, but I've just continued to look of like, you haven't really played particularly well at any phase of the game, including defense, right, which we've completely neglected, and yet you're five games above 500. And I think like you saw, like, we get now all of a sudden we do have something to even combat this idea that this is all schedule based, because you took three or four from Detroit and then you salvaged not getting swept by the Dodgers. But you were very competitive in that last game, so my point is.
The come from behind win almost feels like it counts for two, right?
It felt like it mattered. Best teams in baseball.
Just a little bit more. And we'll see what happens when we take on the Yankees after this Angels series, too. So there'll be another feather in our cap, hopefully. I feel like things are headed in the right direction. But I think Bob's right. They're a playoff team. They're not expected to be anything more than that as of right now, which is actually a really decent spot to enter a baseball postseason where you don't have a lot of weight on your shoulders necessarily. People aren't expecting a ton. I think a lot of people know the Guardians' best years are a year, 2 years away as opposed to right now, and you're building towards something. Like, this is not a bad spot to be in at all.
And I just, you know, we compared this so much to 2022. And that was a year where you came in with no expectations, year one or year 1.5 of a rebuild, and your opening day lineup had like Bobby Bradley in it and all these other dudes. And then by the time they got to like late June, early July, they had kind of worked through who was going to be here and who wasn't going to be here. And the team kind of took off. And the difference at that point is you could fall back on an elite rotation and a really good bullpen. None of what, even the bullpen hasn't been elite. It's actually been better than I think people realize.
It's gotten a better stretch over the past 3-4 weeks or so.
But like,
as Class A's settled down.
Same thing with the rotation, by the way. So like, if you just look at the rotation stats, you're thinking, oh, 23rd in baseball in terms of rotation work. Mm-hmm. Okay, look at who they've been the last 3 to 4 weeks. So it's funny, like, I think you should be like exceedingly optimistic about where this team is going, and that's even before we get to reinforcements. Like, I think Angel Martinez playing every day is going to open up some things for you because he's a really nice young hitter. I think Schneeman has solidified second base, even if he doesn't play there every day. Santana's heating up. Still don't know what's going on with Manzardo. Bo is giving you power here recently. So I think there's a lot of signs, even before we get to, all right, do you need another outfielder? Do you need to trade for somebody? I really think this team, it would not surprise me if this team just suddenly took off at some point in the next 6 weeks. And they went from five games above 500 to truly threatening the Tigers for this division.
You know, it's interesting because when we talk about this offense, we talk about the lack of power and we go through and you go through the lineup right there and you mentioned the certain players. It's like, well, the real problem right now is you have your right field you're getting nothing out of offensively. And the two spot, whoever hits in the two spot seems like that's a black hole as well. But it's not like this laundry list of, I mean, years past, and you mentioned 2022, for instance, where you'd have like, 6, 7, 8, 9 in that lineup. And it was just four automatic outs once you got there. This Guardians team doesn't necessarily have that. They don't have the biggest bats in the world. They don't have the most pop in the world. But it's not just a complete black hole for the bottom part.
Well, and even with Bo, Bo isn't the hitter that Austin Hedges was in 2022. Like, Bo has really competitive at-bats, and Bo has a power component. Like, if Bo hits 200, and he's right around 200 right now, and he hits 25 home runs, and he has consistent quality at-bats, it's actually not a black hole at the bottom of your lineup.
No, and I told you this the other day. I was looking at some of the advanced numbers with him relative to league-wide for catchers and how they're hitting, and he's right at 15th in, it was like six different categories. He's a league-average hitting catcher right now, which is really all you need when he gives you so much pluses defensively.
So I think the lineup is the obvious spot, and I think we're already seeing it with the rotation. I think we're seeing with the rotation. I think the bullpen might have another surge in them now that Class A is all the way back. This is shaping up to be a really, really fun summer. And and honestly, it kind of breaks the cycle that the Guardians have been in one on, one off. And I don't want to say it's like a miracle that they're five games above 500, because everything I've said, well, if these things don't happen, they might be.
Don't confuse it for it either. No one's saying they're a juggernaut.
Yeah.
You're not a juggernaut. But also in this American League that currently right now seems like nobody outside of the Tigers or the Yankees are trying to take some sort of claim of being the best team in the American League. It just feels very, very wide open. It's a pretty good spot to be in.
And here's the thing. I don't know there are too many teams in the AL that can hold court with the Dodgers or the Padres or even the Braves in the World Series. Yeah, but you can still get there, right? Like, I think the AL is wide open, and much like last year where it felt like any of the teams that made the playoffs could go to the World Series, in the AL at least, I think the same thing applies this year.
Even a team like right now, legitimately, I would say more baseball fans than not, if you don't think it's the Dodgers, you think it's the Phillies are the best team in baseball right now. And the Phillies have so many different rotation issues to deal, like all these guys do. It's incredible how flawed even some of the best teams are. But beside that, the American League in and of itself has so many opportunities for the Guardians.
Which part of this Guardians team can you count on being better down the stretch, or are you counting on being better down the stretch? The lead coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.